This week marked the beginning of National Recycling Week, an initiative by Planet Ark. With more than 72% of Australians concerned about waste, National Recycling Week acts as a yearly reminder of how we can all improve how we use our resources. To learn more about National Recycling Week this morning, we are joined by Claire Bell, Planet Ark's Recycling National Campaigns Manager. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Marlene.
Thank you so much for joining us.
To start with,
what was the motivation for Planet Ark to start this National Recycling Week?
Oh, well, it was way back when. The campaign started in 1996, so we're in our 25th year. And really, curbside recycling only became widespread in Australia in the late 80s, early 90s. So there was still a lot of education needed around what to recycle. And obviously, over the years, that's still the same because things have changed. We've got more packaging and more different types of products that we buy. And recycling as an industry has moved on. So, and as you know, there's probably been lots of changes in the last few years with China, no longer accepting certain kinds of waste. So it means that education is still needed. As you said, you know, more than 70% of Australians are concerned about waste. Probably more than 90% actually do recycle in one form or another, but it can be confusing. So we're there to sort of take the confusion out of it and help people to recycle right.
Absolutely. And it's also, it depends on which council you are, what is recyclable or not. So,
that's it. That it does change. So if you move house, it can be confusing, even from one side of the street to another. If you're in a different council area, your bins could look different. So, and that's one of the, I guess, you know, being in Australia, different states, different councils have different rules, which makes it a little bit tricky to have kind of a uniform message. Mm. So it's really helpful to have one place you can go to, either National Recycling Week on the website or Recycling the U to find out that information.
Absolutely. And what is the most effective way to reduce our personal consumption? What are your top tips?
Yeah, look, we've got a big focus this week on food waste, electrical waste and packaging, because they're the sort of the big ticket items when it comes to filling up either your general waste bin or getting it right in your recycling bin. So food waste is a really big one, and I think it's something people can easily tackle in their homes, and it's something that can save you money as well as, save the amount of waste going into your bin. So on average, I think a household in Australia wastes over $1,000 of food every year.
Oh my gosh.
Which is quite a lot when you think about it. And food waste can actually make up about 50% of your red-lidded bin or whatever lidded bin your waste bin is. So that's a really good place to start. So, not overbuying, using things that are about to expire in your fridge first before other things. Shop your pantry first. So if you've already got 10, you know, packets of tomato sauce, don't buy another one. Planning your meals and also storing leftovers correctly and taking them for lunch, putting them in the fridge or freezer and airtight containers and all that kind of thing. So you can actually do a lot of the reducing even before you get to the kind of what you're throwing away. A lot of councils are getting on board with food organic services, so it's worth investigating if they're planning on doing those. And then if you're keen, getting the old compost bin going or the worm farm going in your backyard or on your balcony is great as well.
Absolutely. And in your opinion, is there more our government should be doing to help the nation to better recycle? You mentioned there the export bans, which is a big issue at the moment.
Mm. Look, there has been a big focus federally and from state governments on improving the recycling industry in Australia. So there's been recycling industry infrastructure funds. There's a lot of money going into that. There's product stewardship scheme funds that are happening currently. So there is impetus and a focus because, you know, we really need to sort of move away from talking about waste and thinking about resources and valuing our resources and keeping those in circulation for as long as possible. It has a big impact on our greenhouse gas emissions, and it has our big impact on the virgin resources we're using through mining. Plastics come from sort of petroleum and resources. So by recycling and making products from recycled material is really important. So it is important for governments to put a focus on it, but it's also very important for corporates to put a focus on it as well. And I think more and more, when we shop with our dollar and we look to our businesses that we engage with, we need them to show true leadership in sustainability and be really demonstrating how they are using resources wisely and putting a focus on buying and making products with recycled content.
So important. Thank you so much, Claire, for joining us and telling us all about it.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. There's lots of tips and tricks on the website for how you can get involved at home or in your community. So if you just search Recycling Week, it'll sort of come up.
Thank you, Claire.
Okay, thanks, Marlene. Cheers.